Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called Shalom, the peace that comes from being whole. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
Genesis 43:26, and when Joseph came home to his house in Egypt, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed themselves to him in the earth. And he asked them of their, King James says, welfare, but the Hebrew says, shalom. And he said, is your father well? See how it can mean your health? But the real word is what? Shalom. Does he have peace? Is he well? Does he prosper? Does he... The old man of whom you spoke, is he still alive? And they answered, thy father, our servant, is in shalom. He's in good health. He is yet alive. So you can see they said shalom. 1 Samuel 17, turn to that. 1 Samuel 17, this is going to be about David and Jesse. 1 Samuel 17:17. And Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, these 10 loaves, and run to your brethren. Carry these cheeses and the captain of the 1,000, and see how your brothers fare. What do you think that word is?
Shalom.
Shalom. See if they're all there, if I still got all my sons. And if they've been wounded in the battle or whatever. Find out their shalom. Verse 20, and David rose up early in the morning, and he did what his father asked him. And go down to verse 22. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran unto the army and came and saluted his brethren. The King James says, but for saluted in Hebrew, it's sha'al shalom. He asked, that's question sha'al, he asked about their peace. Are they whole? So we find that this is throughout the Bible. Now, my very, 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 very favorite is, guess what? The Shunammite woman. So turn to 2 Kings. The Shunammite woman. You remember her, don't you? You know, there were women in the Bible that God dealt with instead of the husbands. Because why? They had greater faith. One of them was this woman. One of them was Samuel's mother. Mm-hmm. Well, he does this, you know, he'll deal with anyone. But in especially in a home where the man is not the stronger, like he should be, the head of the house, then the woman has to step up to the plate and raise her children and know the Lord. So anyway, we see that she told her husband, she perceived that Elisha was a prophet of God, and let's make him a little a prophet's chamber, so that when he comes by here, he'll have a place to rest. And so Elisha wanted to, you know, in the New Testament where it says, if you give a prophet, if you bless a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. That does not mean that you're going to get the reward prophets get. It means you're going to get the ministry of that prophet. Brother Hagin would talk about when he went and stayed in people's homes. And if they blessed him, then God would give him a word maybe about their children or whatever. Because that's the prophet's reward. You're kind to the prophet. You give the prophet a cold water. You can get a prophecy from the prophet. A blessing from the prophet. That's the prophet's reward. So she got the prophet's reward. And he asked his servant, Gehazi, what does she need? Well, he asked her nothing. She got it all, you know. But he said she doesn't have a son. So the prophet's reward came, and he prophesied her, you're going to have a son, I think at this time next year, something like that. So she got a son. The son grew up. The son goes out in the field. He's working with the father. He probably had a sunstroke. His head began to hurt. And his father says, take him to his mother. Because why? He knew who had the faith in the house. So 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 21. You don't have it on your paper. I didn't put it for you. But look in your Bible, and you'll have 2 Kings 4:21. You'll see it very plainly. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. He died. He died there in her lap. So she puts him in there where the anointing has been. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men, one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And the father says, why are you going to him? It's not the new moon. It's not the Sabbath. And she said one word. Look in the King James. What's italicized? If it's italicized, it means it's not there. She didn't put it even in the future. She didn't say, it shall be. The Hebrew, and I have a Hebrew Bible and I can read it. She simply said, shalom. The peace that comes from being whole was her confession. And she's not going to be whole without that boy. Go to 25. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel, and it came to pass when the man of God saw her far off, he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder's that Shunammite. He says, run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? What he said to her is, what's her peace? What's your peace? What's your peace? And then he said, find out if it's well with her husband. What's his peace? Is her husband in peace? Is it well with the boy? He asked in the Hebrew, it says, ask about the shalom of the boy. Ask about the shalom of her. Ask about the shalom of her husband. Ask about the shalom of her boy. Find out if there's anything broken, anything missing. She answered the servant, one word, shalom. Whoa! She came to the man of God. She grabbed him by the feet. And Gehazi tried to pull her away. He said, leave her alone. And she doesn't say, my son is dead. She said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? And that's what she said. When Elijah told her, Elisha, you're going to have a child, she said, don't deceive me, because she's older. So she just repeated that. Well, he's bright enough to know something's wrong with the boy. Then he said, gird up your loins to his servant, take your staff. If you meet any man on the way, don't salute him. Just lay your staff upon the face of the child. But the mother said to the prophet, as the Lord lives and thy soul lives, I won't leave you. She knew it wasn't Gehazi that had the power. And she stayed with, or the staff, she stayed with the prophet. The anointing. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but nothing happened. The child didn't wake up. When Elisha came to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon him, upon them twain, just Elisha and the boy, prayed unto Jehovah. He told him what to do. He lay upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands. He stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned, walked in the house to and fro. He's seeking God more what to do. And the child sneezed 7 times. He stretched himself upon the child, and he sneezed 7 times and woke up. And they told to the woman, take up your son. Praise the Lord. She took up her son. She had one word, shalom. It kind of makes people mad to say this, but crying and begging gets you zero from God's covenant. It gets you nothing. It gets you nowhere. The fact that you need gets you nowhere. It's not need that moves the hand of God. It's faith. But it's not your church attendance that gets you things from God. I believe in going to church. No, don't get me wrong. Isn't it something that a lot of church people don't have the faith of a Jewish woman living under an old covenant, which is good? It's a covenant of peace, and she knew it. But we've got a better covenant on better promises, but it's still a covenant of wholeness. And he's called over and over and over in the New Testament, the God of peace, the God of peace, the God of peace, the God of peace. Now, one of the words, he's one of the words that comes from this is payment. And that's used over and over and over in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, the Torah. And it talks about anything that happens, you make it good with money. Money, payment can be made for a lost ox or something else. Now let me read you this passage. Because they didn't live right. They didn't know to live right. This law kept them knowing what was right before God until the Prince of Peace could come. So in Exodus 21, 22, you don't need to turn there. I'll just read it to you. If men strive and hurt a woman with child so that her fruit depart and no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according to the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay, the word pay, as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then they shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Now, sometimes when people criticize the God of the Bible, they say, oh, he's so harsh. He demands an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, like you should tear out your eye or cut your hand off. But it's never that way in God's covenant. What you do is you pay. You pay a monetary settlement. Shelem, shelem. That's pay. It looks on the paper, shelem is shin, lam, and mem. It looks the same as shalem, whole.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, Shalom, the peace that comes from being whole, by Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.